BFFT. Live from the home studios, presented by High Caliber Millwrights. Here's John Canzano with the bald-faced truth.
Trailblazers will introduce Chauncey Billups, their new coach, momentarily. We will carry it right here live. If you want to hear it, you'll hear it live. Today's show will be a little different. No show sheet today. We're off the rails. Neil Olshay, general manager of the Trailblazers, will be speaking. Chauncey Billups will be speaking. We'll get to the bottom of this hire, and I think a real opportunity for the new coach of the Trailblazers to make a statement, set a tone, it's his time and his turn to let you get to know him. Also, we'll hear from Neil Olshay, the general manager, who has been combative in other news conferences. How will he handle himself today? We'll hear from that. I'm really interested in how seriously he took other candidates, the kind of vetting they did of Chauncey Billups. I think all of those questions on people's minds today. Some news nationally that affects the Trailblazers. Zach Collins, Trailblazers big man, has apparently suffered another setback. He has refractured his foot. He will be a free agent this offseason. Pass the beer nuts. You know, this is no time to be joking. People calling Zach Collins Mr. Glass. But just a really tough start to his NBA career for Zach Collins. He's got a refractured foot. I wonder if the Blazers will address it here in this news conference coming up as the Blazers are set to introduce Chauncey Billups. A real opportunity, I think, for Billups. And I said it off the top of the show. We have all been talking about him. I've been writing about him. You've been thinking about him. We've been reading him. We've seen him as a player. And we're going to join this now in progress as I toss to the news conference.
But I also want to thank CJ for being here today as well. I will now please welcome Neil Olshay, our president of basketball operations, and our new head coach, Chauncey Billups. Thank you.
Good morning. Thanks, everyone, for being here. It's a big day for all of us in Portland and with the Trailblazers. A little bit of the process following an expansive, thorough, equitable search. We started with over 20 candidates. They were all really talented. We're thrilled to announce that Chauncey is going to be the new head coach of the Portland Trailblazers. Really believe he's the right person for the job. Elite basketball IQ, competitive fire, NBA champion.
He's been successful at everything he's done in his life, on and off the court. And I'd also like to address and take the opportunity to address some of the feedback that we've received as a result of this announcement. With all sincerity, and you have my word, along with everybody else in the organization,
we're aware of and understand the concerns that have been expressed by people regarding some serious allegations Chauncey faced in 1997. We took the allegations very seriously, and we treated them with the gravity that they deserved. Even though other NBA organizations, business partners, television networks, regional networks, have all enthusiastically in the past and present offered Chauncey high-profile positions with their organizations, we wanted to make sure we had our own thorough process because some things are just bigger than basketball. With Chauncey's support, his encouragement, we not only conducted our traditional background check after offering him the position, we also commissioned an independent investigation into the incident in question in 1997. The findings of that incident corroborated Chauncey's recollection of the events that nothing non-consensual happened. We stand by Chauncey, everyone in the organization, and believe he's the right choice to be our head coach and the right choice to be the kind of ambassador in the Portland community everybody here has become accustomed to. So with that, I want to welcome Chauncey Billups to Rip City and the Portland Trailblazers.
Thank you. Thank you, Neil. I appreciate that. First of all, I want to thank Ms. Allen, you know, Bert Cole, yourself, Neil, for believing in me and giving me this opportunity. I want to thank my family, my mother and father who aren't here, but, you know, are my rocks, my wife, our three daughters, Sydney, Sierra, Sanaya, who are here. I want to thank them for always being supportive and hold me down, you know, when I'm away. I miss so many important dates in their lives, chasing, you know, greatness in my career, and they've always, you know, they've always held me down. So I want to appreciate, tell you how much I appreciate them as well. I'm excited. I'm really excited. I mean, Portland is a special place. It's a unique franchise. I played against them for so long. I'm happy to be on the other side with these great fans, and also happy to be a part of Rip City and the sponsors. Looking forward to joining all of them. I just want to, before I even talk about my role, you know, with the team and me being a head coach, you know, I first want to talk about a little bit what Neil talked about, and that's the incident that happened in 1997. You know, there's not a day that goes by that I don't think about how every decision that we make could have a profound impact on a person's life. I learned at a very young age as a player, and not only a player, but a young man, a young adult, that every decision, you know, every decision has consequences, you know, and that's led to some really, really healthy but tough conversations that I've had to have with my wife, who was my girlfriend at the time in 1997, and my daughters, about what actually happened and about what they may have to read about me in the news and in the media. But this experience has shaped my life in so many different ways. My decision making, obviously, who I allow to be in my life, the friendships and the relationships that I have, and how I go about them. You know, it's impacted every decision that I make. You know, it really has. And it's shaped me in some unbelievable ways. So, you know, I know how important it is, you know, really to have the right support system around you, in particular during tough, difficult times. And it's something that I've tried to instill in all of the players that I've played with over the course of my career, just sharing some of my experiences and things, and maybe it will help them, you know, down the road at some point. But, you know, I really, really look forward to providing insight and leadership to our guys, who, you know, are young and taking on a lot of responsibility, as I was at that time. But just being able to support them, and walk them through situations is something that I'm going to take as a responsibility. And I'm thankful and happy to do that, because today, you know, today it's a great day for me and my family. It really is. I mean, this is my dream job, you know, and we knew we would have to address this, but this is my dream job. This is one of the best days of my entire life. It's a big day for my family. My youngest daughter just turned 15 yesterday, and she shares a birthday with my mother. And so this is an unbelievable, you know, birthday present for them, you know, to be able to come here and celebrate this. So I want to thank you again, Neil, Mrs. Allen, Bert, for having that belief in me, and I'm looking forward to getting to work.
All right. Well, again, welcome to Chauncey, and Ashley will kind of moderate what's going on and get your questions.
Thank you, Chauncey and Neil. We are asked that each of you say your name and the outlet that you're with so Chauncey can get familiar with you all as we welcome him to Portland. We will now open up the floor for questions. Right here, first row.
This is for Chauncey and Neil. So when Damian Lillard put out there that he wanted either Kidd or unlike you, that started an immediate backlash because of the background in question in this market especially. Did that at all give you pause about pursuing the job here? And how did you handle the negativity that's been put forth regarding your name in this job?
Yeah, I mean, I've been around this game for a long time. I know how this media thing goes. My dream was to be a head coach at a story franchise. And when I tell you this is a dream job for me, I mean what I say. Obviously, you know, having a player like Dame and having CJ and having some of the great players that we have makes any job more attractive. But at the end of the day, I want to be a head coach at a story franchise. So it didn't deter me at all from going after my dream. You know, it didn't then, and it doesn't now. So I'm excited for the opportunity, regardless.
Next question, right here in the front row.
Thank you. Neil, I'm Annie Peterson from the Associated Press. Neil, I mean, obviously you looked at several candidates. At the beginning you said there were 25. And no offense to Mr. Billups, but there were candidates out there with a greater breadth of experience, including a woman, Becky Hammon. And I'm wondering, you know, why didn't you choose someone with more experience, and what did Mr. Billups say or do that convinced you to, you know, choose him above those other candidates?
Sure. Well, one, I'd like to say, you know, we absolutely admire Becky. She did a great job. Obviously, making it as far as the ownership level, you know, of an interview process, you know, isn't easy, Annie. You know, if you start with 20, you know, we narrowed it down to about 6 or 7 we did, you know, Zooms with as a kind of a second round. And then she made it all the way to the ownership level, which is really an endorsement of just how far she's come and how close she is to being a head coach. I mean, look, this was a diverse list of candidates. We felt like we were in an equitable search. I think Chauncey checked a lot of the boxes. You know, we're looking for leadership. He's renowned as one of the great leaders we've had in the NBA. He's a Hall of Fame point guard, in my opinion. The Hall will get their act together next time, maybe. He's a Hall of Fame point guard. Obviously, our two best players are, you know, guards like Chauncey. He can relate to them. He's got the presence to hold guys accountable. And Chauncey and I have some history as well. You know, we go back, you know, beyond our relationship with the Clippers. You know, when I, against his wishes, claimed him off amnesty when he thought he was going to South Beach with LeBron and Wade and Bosh. And he came to the Clippers instead. And until I stole him away, he's been there ever since. So, you know, I mean, a lot goes into a coaching search. I mean, I think it's fair. There were definitely people that had a bigger body of work, you know, more things we could point to. And we interviewed some of them. Some of them we moved beyond because we really, you know, I think we were looking for somebody that I know has natural gravitas, leadership skills, someone with a history on the defensive end of the floor. And we were willing to bet on the upside, Annie. I mean, quite honestly, instead of kind of knowing the known, you know, it's interesting. I've been talking to some of my colleagues about it when you talk about people in the league, right? So at the end of the season, 16 of the 30 jobs were held by head coaches that had been in other places. You know, only one GM, you know, of all the 30 teams had been someone that had been fired and resurfaced somewhere else, or someone whose contract expired, right? So it's interesting. You know, there's always an opportunity to bring a head coach back, and it's the safe decision at times, right? Because, you know, they can get it done to a certain level. But we're trying to create a really high ceiling for this roster, and we're looking for unrealized potential. And I think that's not just the players on the roster. That's Chauncey as well. I mean, we just see a big upside there, and we know he's had an impact with the Clippers, you know, in talking to Coach Lou. And you look at what they've done defensively, getting better month by month, and the way they've been able to overcome some injuries and adversity in the playoffs and still be in a conference final with a chance to maybe go to an NBA Finals, even with a roster right now that's missing its preseason starting center and, you know, and arguably, you know, one of the best two-way players in the world. So, like I said, I think all those things lined up, and I think that's why he was the right choice. And I have to say, he went through a very arduous process, you know, to get here. As you can tell, you know, this has been every day since, I don't know, June 4th, June 5th, whatever that day was, we started this process. I mean, I think we made the coaching change Friday night and started the process that Monday. I don't know the exact date. So honestly, like, it was not an easy process for the candidates. It wasn't an easy process for those of us involved. But we really just feel confident. We're excited. Based on the reactions I've gotten around the industry from some of our players, that I think we made the right call. And I think you guys will be really excited to see how he leads the franchise on the court.
AJ.
We're listening to Neil Olshey, Chauncey Billups' introductory news conference.
Chauncey, welcome to Portland. First of all, appreciate you addressing all of this head on. Neil, my question for you talked about the internal investigation that went into the last week in particular. Can you provide more details on the process, the timeline of how that unfolded, and if you would change anything about the announcement of Chauncey being named the head coach to potentially address some of these concerns earlier so that they don't have time sort of to continue to be talked about without getting a chance to hear from the two of you directly.
Sure. You know, and I think I'm going to direct you mostly, you know, AJ, back to our opening comments for a lot of the substance of it. But in terms of the process, I think we all live in a world now where it wasn't really our announcement, right? You know, I mean, that's the world we all kind of live in. You know, things get out before you want them to get out. You know, whether someone had accepted it, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, if you look at the timeline, you know, I think we're also faced with, you know, some obstacles. To their credit, Chauncey's still coaching. And we really were trying to be respectful. I mean, the news wasn't going to hold, right, once you offer the job to somebody. You know, but it was hard, you know, to schedule something to make sure you guys had an opportunity to be here, that Chauncey, it wasn't in conflict with what the Clippers had going on, trying to be respectful to Steve Ballmer and Lawrence Frank and Coach Lou, that Chauncey plays an integral role in what they have going on there. And he's been jumping back and forth on planes right after his responsibility there. So you're right. Look, I mean, I think in an ideal world, you know, maybe we could have waited until, you know, their season was over, but they're doing too good a job. They just won't go away. And you're right. And it allowed something to take place through social media that we then felt like we did have to address today. And, you know, I think things get away from you, but, you know, you have to just accept the fact that there's things you can control and things you can't. And all we can control is we're really excited about Chauncey. We know he's the right choice for our franchise. We did everything in our power to vet that incident and not rely on what others had vetted prior to. We didn't rely on that. And like I said, the results of that corroborated everything that Chauncey had told us multiple times through multiple interviews, that nothing non-consensual happened and nothing would disqualify him from employment.
Kevin.
Thank you.
Kevin.
Nick Kripke from Fox 12 here on KPTV. Chauncey, obviously a deep-rooted fan base here, you know, from your days playing. What do you think it's going to take to win some loyalty and the respect of these fans here that may be questioning how you would get this job and with the limited reason?
Yeah, I just think just being me, I'm just going to be me at all times. And it's always worked for me in my life. I'm comfortable with who I am, and my passion for the game, my passion to win, my passion to lead and compete. Seems to me that's what this fan base is all about. Came here playing against the Blazers for many, many years and had some long, long nights, you know, in that building based on not only personnel, but just how great the fan base was and is. And so I don't look at it that way. I come in and try to do the best job that I can, try to lead our guys the best I can. And everything just kind of happens organically, in my opinion.
I'm going to go to Joe in the third row first, and then we'll get you, Sean.
Joe Becker from KETU. Chauncey, welcome to Portland.
Thank you.
I was curious what you think will be the toughest challenge on the court to get the team over the hump and take that next step.
Yeah, I think the biggest, improvement that we can make as a team is on the defensive end of the floor. Offensively, you know, you have some gifted players, and they've already performed at a really high level on the offensive end. I think on the defensive end is where we take the next step, you know, just having a defensive mindset, a defensive mentality, just to compete every single day and to be physical and to communicate, you know, things like that. You can have different schemes and principles, but at the end of the day, if you don't compete and invest in that side of the ball, you're probably going to underachieve there. And I think that's our first jump, you know, as we start talking about how we can improve there. You know, and it starts obviously with our best players being serious about it. And you got guys that are winners, you know, Dame and CJ and Nurk. These guys are winners. So I don't think there'll be any issue with how we'll get better. I'm just looking forward to getting to work and having those discussions and conversations, to be honest with you.
You're listening to the Trailblazers News Conference to introduce Chauncey Billups as the new coach.
Neil, I guess I'm still looking for a little bit more clarity about the
Sorry, Sean.
I guess I'm still curious for a little bit more clarity about the investigation that you guys conducted. Who did you hire to do it? What, you know, who did they talk to? What specifically did they tell you that led you to the conclusion that you got to?
So right.
That's proprietary, Sean. So you're just gonna have to take our word that we hired an experienced firm that ran an investigation that gave us the results we've already discussed.
Right here, second row.
Dwight James, NBC Sports Northwest. Chauncey, I'm wondering, you know the Blazers roster well, and you saw how they played last year and all. Do you see unrealized potential in this roster, without trades, without deals, because who knows if anything's going to get done this summer? But can you improve the team as it sits now?
I believe we can. Obviously, like we said, offensively, this team was unbelievable. I think we can even be better offensively with more ball movement, different schemes, different plays, executing a little bit better, playing on both sides of the floor a little bit more, and not having to, like, you know, have Dame and CJ bail you out, you know, with those shots that they can make all the time, having some more continuity, not only ball movement, but player movement. And then defensively, and I think, you know, Big Nurk is an asset. You know, I think that he can score more than he's, you know, has in the past. He's a really good facilitator, moving him around, putting the ball in his hands, moving Dame and CJ off of the ball a little bit. We got some versatile guys on our team. I do. I really think highly of the roster. I'm sure Neil will be working, you know, his behind off. Everybody wants to win here, and then defensively, you know, like I said, where we can get a lot better too with the guys that we currently have. So I'm excited about where we are. Obviously, you know, a lot of those questions can be, that's Neil's responsibility, but I'm excited as heck about what we have right now.
We'll take Orlando, we'll get Jason in the front, and then we'll go to you, Aaron.
Orlando Sanchez, KGW TV. Kind of a two-parter for you guys. Chauncey, welcome to Portland.
Thank you.
Damian Lillard, what is your relationship like with Dame right now? And Neil, how do you make sure that Dame remains happy and doesn't want to leave Portland?
Let me take the first one. You can have it.
You take that one.
I have a really good relationship with Dame, and it has nothing to do with this opportunity. My relationship goes some years back with him. I've always just been a big fan of his. We've developed a really good friendship over the years. Nothing changes now. You know, nothing changes now. Obviously, you know, me having to coach him, we'll get to know each other a lot more. You know, me having to hold him accountable to being the great player that he is. But it doesn't change who he is, who I am, what we're both about. Nothing changes to me.
You know, I appreciate the question, Orlando. You know, Dame and I talk all the time, and Dame's happiness always revolves around winning, you know, and having a chance to win at the highest level. You know, that's Chauncey's going to inherit that now, but the ultimate responsibility for that falls on me and my staff, you know, to put a team together that we can walk into the beginning of the season think it has a chance to compete for a championship. You know, I think we've had some opportunities in the last 9 years, you know, where I think that was possible, and I think we weren't unrealistic, you know, to think that way. And there were other times where, you know, no, we performed pretty much at the level of what the roster was capable of, or, you know, the roster may have even overachieved a little bit, you know, based on his leadership and the way that he can impact the game, the way CJ can impact the game. You know, I think, you know, two things. It's one, making sure Dame's confident in that. Look, he loves Portland. Every conversation is he doesn't want to leave Portland. He wants to retire a trailblazer. He's expressed that to me and the stakeholders in the company. And I told Dame, look, if you got to drive my butt every day to make sure we're out on a limb, we're taking risks, we're doing everything we can to build a roster that you feel and the rest of the guys on the team feel can walk in with the swagger knowing the roster is not going to be why they can't compete for a championship, that's on me. And, you know, I readily accept that responsibility. There's different ways to do it, I think. You know, I think one of the things we get caught up in a little bit is the narrative of, you know, stars, and that's not just a panacea. Like, just getting a couple of stars doesn't necessarily mean, you know, you're going to win a championship. I mean, look, the guy sitting next to me won one with a group that beat two of the probably the top 10 players in the history of this game with a real team. And I think when you look around the playoffs right now, you know, we've got Atlanta in the conference finals. They don't have an all-star on their team from this previous all-star game, right? I think we've got four teams left that, with the exception of, you know, two guys that are hurt with the Clippers that aren't playing in the series, and one that, you know, is playing but coming off the bench in Rajon, nobody else has won a championship. You know, none of the other 57 guys are involved in the playoffs right now have won a championship. So, you know, how you get there, there's a lot of variables. And I think, like I said, you know, I willingly accept the responsibility to make sure we're as prepared as possible from a roster standpoint, that given the opportunity, given things break our way, you know, that we're there to take advantage of the opportunity and not miss out on a window where we could make it to the finals and compete for a championship. So that's my responsibility. So I guess the shorter answer is it's on me to make Dame happy. And the way to make Dame happy is to put the pieces around him where he feels like he can win a championship.
I'm going to go to Jason, then we'll go to Aaron, AJ, and Ann.
Hi, Jason Quick with The Athletic. You said the 1997 incident shaped you in unbelievable ways. Can you maybe elaborate on that and how it helped shape you?
Jason, we appreciate your question. We've addressed this. It's been asked and answered, so happy to move on to the next question here. Aaron.
Hi, Aaron Fentress with the Oregonian. I forgot to mention my name last time. Damian Lillard has expressed some anger, so to speak, because of the backlash he's received. He said he didn't know about the allegations against you, but clearly he's known about them since at least June 5th. But my question is, how much was he involved in the process of this hire? Was he, as reported, involved in Zoom meetings with you? Have you guys been in contact this entire time? And how much was he behind the selection of Chauncey Billups?
So I really appreciate you asking it, Aaron, because I think a lot of what's going on with Dame is unfair, you know, to Dame. Dame was involved in the process, you know, at various phases. He attended a couple of the Zoom interviews. He did have an opportunity to speak directly to Chauncey, Becky, and Coach D'Antoni, who were the three finalists that got as far as the Seattle part of the process with Jody and Bert. And look, you guys know, I mean, we've talked about this every time we do a postseason media bill. Dame's opinion and Dame's feedback is really important to the decisions we make, whether it's trade, free agency, right? Not draft. But make no mistake, look, at the end of the day, the organization made the decision. We have different sectors in this organization, and you know, Dame represents the player sector, and we took his input in the process. We value it. It's important to us to kind of know where he stands. But at the end of the day, this is an organizational decision, and the organization believes that Chauncey's the best person to be our head coach.
We're going to go to Ann and AJ.
Hey, Annie Peterson again with the Associated Press. Neil, why a 5-year deal?
Because we believe in Chauncey. You know, honestly, there were other ways we could have structured the contract. It ended up being 4 years with a team option. The idea is that, like a player, right, when you try to find someone with a lot of potential and talent and upside, and you want them to grow with the organization, you want to give them the confidence to know that, you know, it's not every single game, you know, is the outcome of whether or not they're going to be here or not from a contractual standpoint. So I think you want people operating from a position of confidence. And I think from the organization's perspective, it's a matter of we really believe in Chauncey. We want this to be a long-term hire. And we're confident that it's going to work out. And we want to have the ability to realize the fruits of this that, you know, we understand, to your point earlier, Annie, that, you know, we didn't hire the most experienced coach, but we think we hired the coach with the highest ceiling for this organization. And we'd like to realize, you know, the benefit of that down the road.
We're going to get Aaron, AJ. I'm sorry. Your next question. My apologies.
So, Chauncey, you mentioned your past relationship with Dame and how you've been in this league as a player and now transitioning to a head coaching role. There is more pressure to hold players accountable than it was as maybe a friend in the NBA or whatever. What have you learned about your time during your time with the Clippers that gives you confidence that you can go out and hold the players accountable to play defense or whatever it is? Yeah. How have you learned? What have you learned in your time as an assistant coach to prepare you to do that as a head coach?
Yeah, that's actually a good question. The things that I've learned came from so many coaches that I played for. It was far before this season. Always responded more in my career to coaches that actually were honest with me. And if I wasn't getting it done, they let me know I wasn't getting it done. I needed to be better in a certain area, as opposed to generalizing. You know, just let's just talk about it, because I wanted to be a good player. I didn't want to, you know, play poorly. So I respected the truth, and I respected honesty. And that's how I was as a player. You know, when I led all of my teams, my level of investment and my work ethic, I think, you know, you lead by example most of the times, but you also can lead vocally. And I did both. And I was a guy that I had no problem holding my teammates accountable, and I also had no problem with my teammates holding me accountable. I'm the same way. I'm gonna be the same. I'm the same way with the Clippers this season. I'm just honest with the dudes, you know, and they respect that. Because I just always believe that no matter how great a player is, they still want to be coached. Because there is no perfect player. There's no perfect coach. But if y'all both know you're pulling the rope in the same direction, you know, you gotta be honest. Some nights you just don't have it. Some nights, you know, this is not working or that's not working. And you gotta be able to accept that, you know, accountability. If you wanna win, if you want, you know, to reach your ceiling. So I always believe that. And I'm always gonna be that way. It's just kind of who I am.
I'm gonna close out with the last question from Jason.
Where are you with the staff, and what will you value in your staff?
Yeah, just beginning to put it together. Me as a first-timer, I think it's going to be really important that I have a ton of experience on my staff. Even though we talk a lot about defense, you know, as a point guard, I'm used to the offensive end, you know, reading the game, calling the plays, seeing the adjustments to make. So obviously having, you know, a really strong defensive presence there, offensive. I mean, you know, I have a wealth of knowledge on the staff. I value guys that will be able to communicate and relate to the players. I think that's a big, big deal nowadays. If you look at both the four teams that are playing right now, three of the coaches are former players that can all connect with players that can hold these guys accountable by way of their reputation and who they are and what they've done, you know. And that's no, you know, Bud is really good at it as well, but he's not a former NBA player. And these guys are all point guards, so there's something to be said about that. You know, I've always believed that. And that's kind of who I'll be as a coach. I won't be making any adjustments. I am who I am, you know. And I think that it will bode well for our group.
This concludes today's press conference. Thanks for everyone's time. We'll get a quick photo up here with Chauncey.
All right, there it is. Blazers news conference introducing Chauncey Billups. I want your impressions. I want your feedback. 503-417-7575 is the phone number. You weigh in now.